The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Yes Weekly, Wake Living, Indie Week, and Our State. Our first article today is from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Tuscany, by John Batchelor. Tuscany by Sage and Salt opened this past September on the edge of downtown Winston-Salem in the section known as Innovation Quarter. This restaurant's concept is well suited for that setting. It is certainly innovative, although nothing here is weird or even unfamiliar. I consider it innovative because I perceive it to be an all-out assault to establish the best Italian restaurant in the triad. Tom and Brandon Brock, father and son, Patrick Rafferty and Yasmin Yasordia, spouses, are the owners. The Brocks are certified sommeliers, and Brandon has had experience in management in other Winston-Salem restaurants. Rafferty is executive chef. The Brocks also own Sage and Salt, which can be found at sageandsaltbistro.com, which I have admired. Carlos Rodriguez, sous chef at Sage and Salt, collaborated to help develop the menu. Some of this information comes from an article in the News and Record. The interior is kind of industrial, with lots of exposed concrete, an excellent adaptation of this space, originally part of the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Power Plant. I have described the styling as urban chic. Tables are well separated. One seating section lines a long food bar, allowing direct view into the kitchen. A glassed-in section houses a large collection of wines. I consider the list here a masterpiece. A lot of the selections are Italian, ranging from moderately priced to serious high-end, plus an assortment from other countries. I look forward to further explorations. Not just for the wine, of course. The food lives up to my perceived aspiration. We started one evening with meatballs and found a portion size more than adequate for a party of four. They rest in a rich pomodoro sauce, melted burrata cheese oozing over the top. This earns praise first for what it is not. It is not too salty. This kitchen, unlike so many, has a light hand. You just taste the richness of the tomatoes, the meat, and the lush cheese. Delightful crusty bread soaks up sauce as well as providing excellent flavor in its own right. Middle neck clams are simmered in white wine, butter, garlic, and parsley, served with more of that crusty, crisp bread. The shellfish themselves are bright and fresh-tasting, well served by the broth. I found one thing unsettling about this presentation. Bread slices were inserted at 9, 12, and 3 o'clock. For a party of two, 3 is not evenly divisible, and this created marital discord with my wife. Did a server drop the one that started at 6 o'clock? Little matter. It is another excellent starter. Pastas are made in-house using equipment imported from Italy. The taste and texture that results easily ranks in the top echelon among Italian restaurants, certainly in the triad, but anywhere else in my estimation. Combine a pasta with salad della casa, the house salad, and you have an excellent, moderately priced dinner, most likely with some pasta left over to take home. The salad is assembled from field greens, baby kale, radicchio, arugula, basil leaves, and cherry tomatoes, with crumbled cheese, candied hazelnuts, and crisp prosciutto, dressed in a lemon herb vinaigrette. I seldom compliment house salads because most are okay. They just don't show much evidence of forethought. This one, on the other hand, merits attention in its own right. On to some pastas. Ricotta gnocchi blends preserved lemon, basil pesto, cream, and snow crab meat. The crab flavor comes through clearly, well served by the pesto sauce. Rigatoni Bolognese is based on a slow-cooked blend of ground beef, pork, and veal, bathed in a sauce of sautéed onions, garlic, peppers, and herbs, with tomatoes. Hearty and downright wonderful. Arancetta combines sweet Italian sausage with broccoli rabe in fennel cream sauce. The fennel adds complexity to richness. These are all killers. That's a really high compliment. The menu also offers seafoods, chicken, veal, and prime beef entrees cooked on a very sophisticated wood-fired grill with rotisserie. You should consider sitting on the line where you can watch it in action, or at least slowing down as you pass by, just to watch. Chicken marsala uses a classic airline cut, a breast with the largest section of wing attached, over pasta with fresh mushrooms, ladled with marsala sauce. Once again, this kitchen's light touch was evident in the subtlety of the sauce. Not overly sweet, just pleasantly nutty and creamy, with mushroom flavor in the forefront, blending well with each bite of chicken. Itself of noteworthy quality, redolent of mild smoke from the grill. On my final visit, I ordered an off-menu lamb loin special. I can't recall ever having a more enjoyable lamb dish. Tender, deeply flavored, cut on the diagonal to bite size. This is presented next to a blend of pine nuts, adjacent to splayed broccolini. Compliments were earned for visual impact as well as flavor and texture. Most of the staff from 600 Degrees, the former occupant of this space, stayed on after the changeover to Toscani. Ryan Oberly is still the manager. Service personnel were enthusiastic in descriptions and discussions of food, and they were able to respond accurately to our inquiries. Outside on the street, this area can get a bit congested, but free valet parking is provided to accommodate that handicap. Toscani is a real winner. Sign me up for the fan club. Toscani by Sage and Salt is located at 450 North Patterson Avenue in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Their phone is 336-283-6754 and their website, TUSCANIofNC.com. Next up from Wake Living, Foxcroft Food and Wine by Andrea Richards. Even amid terrible weather, pouring rain, and abnormally low temps, the high tops and tables of North Hills' popular Foxcroft Food and Wine are busy and the bar buzzing. Though sitting outside on the large dog-friendly patio, one of the restaurant's beloved features, is impossible, it doesn't matter. The scene inside is cozy, and thanks to the temperature-controlled preservation system behind the bar, there are nearly 50 wines available by the glass, thus plenty of ways to warm up. That selection is only the tip of the iceberg. Alongside all the wine-by-the-glass options, available in 6-ounce glasses or 2-ounce tastes, there is a menu of carefully curated wine flights. Plus, you are literally surrounded by wine shelves featuring hundreds of bottles available to drink with your meal or take home. The layout encourages patrons to interact while wandering through the racks on your way to a table and picking up bottles to explore the extensive offerings. Ben Sidebottom, the shop's retail manager and wine buyer, is there for questions or suggestions. He also leads Foxcroft's master classes and a monthly drop-in wine tasting, which for only $5 offers a great opportunity to sample new wines and learn about particular regions and producers. It's also a fun date option or excuse to gather with your friends. Now with 6 locations, Foxcroft was founded in Charlotte 22 years ago by North Carolina native Conrad Hunter, a former musician who wanted to merge his love of wine and community. Every step along the way has been an intentional act to break down the barriers between customers and the wines, he says. tired of pages-long, monotonous wine lists that cause your eyes to roll back in your head, Conrad sought to take the intimidation factor out of wine. He jokes that the motto of Foxcroft is, "We're serious about wine, so you don't have to be." But it's true. The Raleigh location, opened a year ago, is not a spot where anyone is going to shame your Chardonnay. Instead, the delightful staff will ask what you like, listen and respond, gently encouraging expansion with a taste of something new, or steering those who know toward a special bottle that is sure to delight. Knowledgeable and kind, they will gladly offer up as much information as you would like, making discovery a possibility but not a requirement. Raleigh's Foxcroft not only makes wine accessible, it makes drinking it while dining interactive and fun. Having a bottle shop fully integrated into the restaurant not only offers a seemingly endless selection of wine, it also means the menu has been crafted by Foxcroft's culinary director, Stephanie Kloss, with pairings in mind. Chef Gerard Gwaltney heads the kitchen in the Raleigh location, bringing that vision to life and adding occasional daily specials. While Foxcroft started in Charlotte as strictly a retail wine shop, today it has expanded upon the domain of good wine with good food. You might think it to be a typical bottle shop where the selection of eats is limited to maybe a little charcuterie, but this is where Foxcroft really surprises, offering separate daytime, weekend brunch, and dinner menus with extensive options that lean toward new American cuisine and span from comfort foods, like their award-winning burger, to impressive entrees, such as a roasted whole fish. The dinner's menu's servings are, for me, meant to be shared. Even small plates are sizable enough for a couple to share, which is exactly what I want to do when leisurely trying new wines. A bite of this, a sip here, seeing how flavors expand and pair. Obviously, the menu is ready-made for wine, although you certainly don't have to drink to enjoy it. For starters, there are bright options. A smoked burrata and roasted beet panzanella, citrusy marinated olives, and a zesty house-made ricotta. Perfect with the Pecorino and Coteau au Genois Blanc wines I sampled. The Vadouvan Brussels sprouts are a dish not to miss. Savory and earthy, with just a hint of sweetness from a pomegranate chili glaze. I love the kale Caesar as well. It's toasted pistachios, Kalamata breadcrumbs, and pickled red onion, adding texture and acidity. The Foxcroft burger is, for many, a known entity. One bite lets you know why. Beef sourced from Cheryl Ford's Little Mountain Farm is ground in-house and paired with truffle aioli, yielding a perfect mess of savory succulents. There's an option to add a salad or fries, and I think you already know what you need to do, the fries. These are a thing of beauty, hand-cut steak fries that are, of course, double-fried, served sprinkled with Parmesan and oregano atop, and even more of that incredible truffle aioli on the side for dipping. Thank goodness these fries are available on their own as a small plate, because you will not want to share the ones that came with the burger. Things start to get serious after the burger. There are homemade pastas, ricotta dumplings, and an impressive array of entrees that change with the season. My favorite part of the wonderful braised short rib featured on Foxcroft's winter menu is the charred bits of bok choy nestled in the grits. Like the burger, both the short rib and the New York strip, served with a thick Diane sauce and a heavenly potato gratin, are sourced from Little Mountain Farm, which delivers its cuts twice a week. A bold companion to both dishes, the Herald Cabernet Sauvignon from the Alexander Valley, is one of seven exclusive labels for which Foxcroft either collaborated with the producers to create or is the only NC retailer. Other offerings include Willamette Valley Pinot Noir and Rosé, and a Chardonnay and Pinot Noir from Burgundy. Diners receive a discount on bottles, so it is certainly tempting to take a few home. Like a sunny patio, Foxcroft is all about inspiring casual comfort. Along with everyday access to all kinds of wine, the friendly staff will make wine lovers at any level feel at home. "We're a neighborhood place," Conrad says. The original Foxcroft is kind of like Cheers. There's guys that have their regular seat at the bar. They even go on vacations together now. He hopes the Raleigh location inspires this same sense of community. And from what we see, even on a rainy night, it does. Foxcroft Raleigh is located at 4421 Six Forks Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-335-9292, and their website, foxcroftwine.com. And now for something completely different. From Indie Week, Lunch Money, double takes at a Burlington Steakhouse. A lunch special with a baked potato, hush puppies, and sweet tea at Western Charcoal Steakhouse in Burlington by Lena Geller. Once a month, I make the 40-minute drive from Durham to Burlington to pick up a medication that's stocked more frequently in a community pharmacy here, hence my being a bit off the beaten path today. Western Charcoal Steakhouse is right around the corner from Coombe Park Plaza. It sits long and low in a sprawling parking lot with a block-letter rooftop marquee sign that looks straight off an old Route 66 postcard. The menu I previewed online gave the same impression, with prices that seemed to belong to a different decade. Inside the steakhouse, there appear to be at least three dining rooms, each outfitted with wood paneling, frosted glass pendant lamps, and upholstered booths in muted florals. It's seat yourself, so I slide into a booth under a framed photo of a dog wearing glasses. A server breezes past and drops a menu on my table. "I'll be right with you," she says. Then comes the second double take of the day. The laminated cover of the menu bids customers to visit our other restaurants and lists just one place, Parazide. Am I at a Georgios Bakatsias restaurant? Bakatsias is the restaurateur behind the upscale Mediterranean spot Parizade in Durham, plus Vin Rouge, Kipos, Nikos, and something like 17 other eateries across the triangle and beyond. His empire spans Mediterranean, French, Greek, Italian, and Spanish cuisines, but I had never known him to do classic American comfort food at rock-bottom prices. I look back at the menu and notice a name printed beneath the restaurant's logo, Johnny Bakatsias, owner. When my server returns, I ask if there's a connection to Georgios. "They're brothers," she says. If you're from Alamance County, this is probably not news. Per a 1984 Elon College magazine article I found buried six pages deep in a Google search, Johnny was the first of three Bakatsias brothers to immigrate from Greece to Burlington, joining his parents, who were already working in the restaurant business here. Terry, who also works in the industry, was next, followed by Georgios, who went on to build his culinary dynasty in Durham and beyond, with Terry working in his kitchens. Johnny has stayed in Burlington, running this dining room since 1971. Upon opening the menu, the double takes keep coming. The prices from the website, which I'd assumed were out of date, are real. A hamburger is $4. Then a different source of confusion. The first item on a paper lunch special insert reads, "Toss salad, not a vegetable," which I have to ask my server to decode. She explains that lunch deals come with two vegetable sides, and the toss salad isn't one of them. The actual vegetable options include macaroni salad, jello, French fries, and candied apples, as well as some that live up to the name, like turnip greens, steamed cabbage, and fried okra. I was hoping to order a proper steak, but even with prices this low, $15.95 for Johnny's Special Casey Steak, $17.50 for a New York strip, I'd be over budget. So I turn to the lunch specials and go with the chopped sirloin steak with onions and gravy. For my two vegetables, I get turnip greens and a baked potato. The meal also comes with hush puppies, and I tack on a sweet tea. With tax and tip, my total comes to $14.82. The hush puppies and sweet tea come out first. The tea, served in a tall tumbler with ice and a striped straw, tastes both sweet and tart, as if left to steep a beat too long. The hush puppies arrive piled in a basket. One is perfectly cactus-shaped, with three arms reaching out from a thick trunk. I dunk each arm in margarine. There are about 15 packets on the table, and shove the whole thing into my mouth. My full meal arrives a few minutes later. The baked potato is wrapped in foil. I doctor it with margarine and salt and pepper, score it in a crosshatch with my fork, and eat it in chunks. The turnip greens sit in a little ramekin. They're on the salty side, so I douse them in vinegar, which tames the edge. Then I turn my attention to the chopped sirloin, an oblong puck drowning in gravy. The meat is well done and studded with diced onion, with a nice char on the outside that would risk drying the whole thing out if not for the gravy pooling around it. There's a cognitive strain to eating it. It tastes like a no-frills burger fresh off a poolside cookout grill, but I'm in a dim, windowless dining room, squinting at dark meat under dark gravy on a beige plate. It's like one of those brain teasers where you see the word red printed in blue and have to name the color. My mouth and my eyes can't agree. I decide to try looking somewhere else while I eat to see if it helps. Mid-chew, I lock eyes with the framed image of the bespectacled dog and realize that it's not a dog, it's a cow. Frantically seeking somewhere else to rest my gaze, I turn to two men on the other side of the dining room who have been engaged in a boisterous conversation since I arrived. They reclined in their chairs, referring to each other as moonshine and starshine. "Kiss me, I'm lucky," one of them shouts towards the kitchen, waving to someone out of sight. I smile to myself. They must be regulars. Or so I think, until a few minutes later when one of them asks a server for her name. I'd overheard this server mention earlier that she's worked here for 10 years. The day asks me to look twice once more. Not regulars, then. "I'll give you a kiss," the man shouts, again toward the kitchen. "He took his medication this morning," his buddy announces, presumably alluding to booze, to the mostly empty dining room. With that, I head out to pick up mine. Western Charcoal Steakhouse is at 142 North Graham Hopedale Road in Burlington, North Carolina. Its phone is 336-227-1448, and the website weststeakhouse.com. And finally today, from Our State magazine, a sweet send-off. Before heading back down the mountain, discover edible riches in Boone, by Tess Allen. At the far end of a long bar, an espresso machine hisses as it sends up steam. Glass cases line the countertop, holding neat rows of handcrafted chocolates, solid chocolate flowers and sea salt caramels, toffee squares and pecan bark, and delicately decorated bonbons in more than a dozen flavors. When you step into Venture Chocolate and Wine Company, from West King Street in downtown Boone, you are greeted by the sights and scents of that familiar, comforting pair, coffee and cacao. From the bar, the shop expands into a series of sections, a selection of olive oils and balsamic vinegars in silver dispensers, a tea bar, floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, and a reading loft, and in the basement, a dimly lit wine and charcuterie bar. As you move through the space, the aromas change, but natural wood accents, seating nooks, warm spring light, and the low notes of Etta James's At Last draw together the 9,000 square feet. Venture began 14 years ago with local Lion, the nearby coffee shop that Josiah and Meredith Davis opened in 2012, when the historic downtown Green and Wilcox building had an opening, which included space that once housed a barbershop and a music store frequented by Doc Watson. The owner asked the Davises to open a second local Lion. Instead, Josiah proposed a shop focused on chocolate and wine. He'd recently discovered commonalities between roasting coffee and roasting cacao, and he and Meredith had become wine enthusiasts. He recruited Jeshua Jolly, formerly local Lion's head baker, and sent him to chocolate school. Venture opened its doors in 2022, with Jolly leading its chocolate program. Last October, it expanded into the space next door. Coffee, cacao, wine, olive oil, these are all products that have terroir, or provenance, Josiah says. Taste a Haitian chocolate bar beside a Ugandan bar, and they're going to taste different. Venture has terroir, too. Sitting at a bistro table overlooking downtown Boone as the spring leaves return, with a bright cherry almond bonbon and a dark chocolate square ridged with improbably soft toffee, you couldn't be anywhere but here and now. Venture Chocolate and Wine Company is located at 605 West King Street in Boone, North Carolina. Their phone is 828-865-1600. And their website, venturechocolateandwine.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a lovely and safe day.